What do you reckon that place is, Mocha?
It's an abbey.
An abbey? What's an abbey?
Dingeye shoved Thura sideways, and he rolled down into the slime.
An abbey, Weedbrain. Abbey. That must be the one called Redfall or summit. I heard of it one time off of a fox.
Thura stood up, wringing damp and ooze from his dirty shirt.
You don't know any foxes, slobber chops. And if you did, they probably wouldn't want to know you. Redfall Navvy.
Dingeye leapt on him and clamped a paw over his mouth.
Shut up. Some beasts are coming this ways.
Several moles came trundling along the path in the wake of their leader, a foremole. The stoats watched from the ditch as the foremole hailed the wall top.
Yer, good morn to ye, Sandkin, and ye, young ruler. Be good beasts now and open ye gate for us.
The young one skipped down the west wall steps to open the big main gate of Redwall. As the moles filed in, Dingeye nudged Thura.
Come on, Mocha, here we go. Imagine you're a mole and we'll latch onto the line and march in with them.
Scurrying across the path, they joined the file behind the back mole, crouching double and making molish sounds.
Oh, eh, Mocha.
Oh, eh, Mocha.
Walking with heads down, they marched slap-bang into Thrug. The brawny otter grabbed both stoats by their scruffs.
Back oars, mateys. Where do you think you're off to?
Dingeye fell on all fours. Grasping Thrug's left leg, he began wailing outrageously.
Oh, woe is us, sir. Kind missile follier all your days of, and you shows pity on a pair of gentle beasts fallen in hard times.
Thura joined his companion, clasping Thrug's other leg.
Ah, you're a lovely creature, sir. We had a mother once, just like yourself. Don't turn me and me mucker away yet, lordship. Show charity to two starving wretches.
Thrug folded his paws across his chest, unable to move one way or the other. He called out to Samkin above the wailing.
Cut along and fetch Abbess Fail, young'un. Sharpish now.
By the time the abbess arrived, the two stoats were face down on the abbey lawn, kicking their limbs and blubbering unmercifully. She held up both paws.
Silence, please! Stop all this caterwauling! You're not injured!
Dingeye appeared inconsolable, strewing grass on his head, pounding the earth with all paws, and sobbing brokenly.
Not injured? Oh, kind lady, if only you knew the half of it! If you're called starving, ill fortune, and limp round the land till your paws are wore down to the bone, not injured, then so be it. But say nothing of the days of heartache and the freezing cold, rainy nights, and not a pudding rag atwixt me and my mucker here to keep us warm and dry from the thunder and lightning. Not injured, you say? Wah!
Samkin and a ruler could not help giggling at the tragicomic display put on by the two stoats. Abbess Vale silenced the young ones with a stern glance. Turning, she addressed the stoats in a no-nonsense manner.
If you wish to stay at our abbey, you must cease this disgraceful exhibition immediately. Do you hear me?
Instantly, Dingeye and Thura stopped howling and sat up.
Do you mean we can stay?
And we can come to your whoop-de-doo and scoff? I mean, have something to eat.
The abbess nodded.
Redwall Abbey is a place of peace and plenty. But while you are here, you must observe our rules. To live in harmony with the creatures about you, and help the sick, the aged, and the very young. Also, you must never raise a paw in anger against any creature. We are a peaceful order. We tend the land and prosper from its bounteous way of life.